Hey guys, welcome back to We Have Thoughts. Again, this is our second season and we're talking about movies. So our next movie is one of my very favorite scary movies. It's called The Haunting. It was 1963, directed by Robert Wise, screenplay by Nelson Gidding, based on The Haunting of Hill House by Shirley Jackson, starring Julie Harris, Claire Bloom, Richard Johnson, and Russ Tamblyn. And this may sound familiar because Netflix last year had a hit TV show called The Haunting of Hill, or just called Hill House. Or it was The Haunting of Hill House? Yeah. So we're looking back at the original movie.
Yes, and I'm Crystal. And yeah, this was nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Director.
Oh, God damn it. You know what? I didn't write another synopsis.
It's okay. We'll just talk about, you've seen it a million times, right?
Not a million.
Enough to know,
right? Just give
us
a general synopsis.
Okay.
This is Joy, by the way.
Literally off the top of my head.
Off the cuff, ready?
Go.
Yeah, we're in the moment. We're doing it.
Dr. Markaway wants to perform a test on a haunted house to see if there is psychic... what's the word? If there are ghosts. And if there is a power to this house. So he invites people over to perform this experiment. He invites Eleanor and...
Theo,
thank you.
And the guy who owns it.
And then Russ Tamblyn plays a guy who the man who will inherit the house. Mm-hmm. And over their weekend stay or their week-long stay, things go bump in the night. And we figure out the mystery of Hill House.
Do we?
Part of it, yeah. I think
we
so.
We dive into the history of Dill House.
That's another movie.
My has been saying lots of interesting things.
They grow a lot of dill.
If you want to know, please DM me on Twitter or Instagram, because I will let you know what she's been saying.
One of them made me feel so bad I hid under the table.
But it was so funny, so please let me know.
I promise to do better with synopsis as size next.
So, Dill House, what did you think of that?
Well, I think pickles are pretty tasty, so
I love pickles.
Really?
No.
I love pickles.
Don't like it at all.
Fried pickles with popcorn at the movies.
Oh no.
Pickles on the sandwich.
Pickles. I like my pickles in the trash, on the floor.
Your niece likes them in a peanut butter sandwich, and I find that hilarious.
My niece is weird. She is 5 years old and she likes a peanut butter sandwich with pickles. And she's like, it's so good all the time. She is so ridiculous.
Her flavor profiles must be so out of whack. Wow. But I mean, she is 5, so she likes a bunch of shit.
She's soon to be 6.
Wow.
I know.
Oh my God. We've known each other for so long. Isn't that crazy?
She was just turned 3 when we moved in together.
The 6
no,
years old.
She had just turned 2.
Like too much of a big girl. I don't like it. Stop growing up.
Here you go.
Anyways, personal things.
Yeah, so my first note about this was, Hill House, like the one on Netflix, and thank you for answering that,
because
now I know. Everybody was watching that and said it was so good, but I'm a scary person. So
I enjoyed it.
I'm already a scary person, so I don't need to watch scary things.
Oh my God.
Scary Spice over here.
Now you're on the hair, officially.
She was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Scary or posh.
I liked the Netflix series. I thought... story-wise it could have been a little better, but technically it was really great. They did an entire, there's this one episode where there's this really long shot and it was just really beautifully done. There were some interesting parts of the story and they kind of mirror this movie just a little bit, but yeah, it was very different. They turned the investigators into like a family, so there's a daughter, one of the daughters is named Theodora, one of the daughters is named Eleanor.
Got it.
Nick, I think his name is. Is that Russ Tamblyn's character?
I think so, yeah.
He's the eldest son. And then the father and daughter in that owned the house originally, that he built the house. They're his father and their parents. So it was an interesting way they did it, but yeah, it was just a little different.
So
this is Joy and I's first time seeing it. Mm-hmm. So they're ready. It's interesting because this movie, the scene transitions and the acting made it in 1963, but it felt so much older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It feels just the way that it's shot and it acted. I just felt like, what movie was? I kept looking like, what year was this come out? Because I kept thinking it was like, I don't know, older 30s or something was. Like that. Yeah. It just felt very much, much older.
Mm-hmm.
The music, I think that was also different.
And that was the kind of feel they were going for was.
Yeah. Did you ever see the 1999 remake?
I think parts of it. It's pretty.
Is it one of those bad ones?
It's terrible.
Yeah, like Catherine Zeta-Jones in it, right?
Catherine Zeta-Jones and Liam Neeson.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was kind of. It came out back when horror movies were kind of coming back. You know, Scream was coming out, and
I was hiding under my bed, so I don't know.
The Final Destinations had started to become a thing, and like it was around that period where horror movies were making a big comeback. And so they were remaking this, and it just did not succeed. Mm-hmm. This one, because I fell in love with this one. The first time I watched it, we were in my living room. I was a young kid, and I'm laying on the couch with my head on my mom's lap, and we're watching this movie. And I don't think I had started it from the beginning, so I'm a little confused by what's going on, but I'm intrigued. And then jumping kind of towards the end here, there's a big jump scare with an attic door opening, and at the very same time our phone rang and we all like jumped inches off the couch. It scared the bejesus out of all of us. So it's just like it has this like really great memory for me, and so I've been a fan of it ever since.
I would never willingly go into a haunted house, like in real life.
Why the fuck? Like,
what kind of crazy person?
Sign me up.
No, well, yeah, I mean,
hey,
that
Potter
part. Who do you normally see in scary movies?
Mm-hmm.
The smart people get killed off first.
A diverse,
really? These are all diverse people.
This was back in 1963.
Even in scary movies, they don't. I remember watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre. They all white. They're little white teenagers.
I'm just saying they're mostly white. So what's that tell you? White people be crazy. Okay. I enjoyed about this is there's a lot of shots through the mirror, different mirrors in the house.
Yeah, the angles of it.
Very interesting.
The angles are very, really interesting because it kind of makes the space seem like it's all on one flat surface. The way they shoot it, it's the walls become like a lot closer. And yeah, the
it's
background.
Funny you said that because I kind of think of it like they're creating, like you see through the mirror and you're seeing the different parts of the room, so it's creating more of an atmosphere.
Yeah,
and most film sets don't have a ceiling.
Yeah,
but they made ceilings for this film set for this film set. God, I wish I could talk like a regular person for like five minutes straight.
Fun, really. It's fine
for this production. They had ceilings in all of their rooms and all the sets to create a more claustrophobic kind of feel.
So is the house actually on a hill? I missed that.
Yeah, because they had to drive up to the hill. Remember when she was coming down and she was coming down.
Yeah, yeah. Also, going back to the beginning when they talk about the family that lived there. So that lady who lived in that room by herself, she's like Elsa. Like in Frozen, Elsa was in that room all by herself forever.
Oh. Yeah, but this lady didn't have magical powers.
You don't know that. You weren't there.
That's true.
Maybe that's how they died.
I know. I mean,
she froze them to
everyone loves Frozen, blah, blah, blah. But I couldn't get over the fact that, like, Elsa was in that room all her life.
By herself.
That's awful. Why?
No wonder your child's traumatized.
What the? This is Disney. Although,
we'll also, the Abigail, the original Abigail, mm-hmm, the little child, that girl had the haircut and bangs of an evil child. I would believe she was evil because her hair, those bangs, girl. No.
But then
she needed a trim.
You're scared of kids anyway, though.
Her awful father made
her.
She's
so creepy.
She didn't want to look at her dead mother. Like, she turned her head and her dad, like, forced her to look. And I was like, that's evil.
That's gross.
You shouldn't have to view a dead body.
That whole family is, like, super fucked up. Like, yeah, the guy at the end, Nick was right. He's like, they should burn down the house.
Yeah.
And then put like a salt mine on it so that it's just done and gone forever.
He was like, I can't wait to make all this money. Get me the fuck out of here.
Right?
You know what's interesting? The bang, like when they're in that room, like it's the first night, the banging on the door, it sounds like gunshots. I thought, at first I thought someone was in the house, like shooting guns. I was like, oh my God, who's in the house? But then it's like the ghost or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I thought it was gunshots at
the
first.
The noise, yeah, the noise was like very, it didn't sound like banging. It sounded like something else. Yeah, it wasn't.
It's very interesting.
No one sound. Although the second Mrs. Crane had a beautiful, lovely black Victorian dress that I really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It was fashion.
And speaking of the sounds, they would play them live for them so that they could actually react. Like they weren't put in post. Oh. Maybe that's why they were so loud.
You know, that would be an editing issue, though. Could they edit it to be quieter?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I was there.
I'm not
just
an editor. I'm not
an And was editor. That like an uncommon practice at the time? Because I feel like they do it all the time now.
I don't know. So I just, what, like, do I just it read something that.
Do it no, do it live. Do it live!
That they recorded all of the scary sounds so that they could get the more natural reactions from them. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Interesting. It was just. Okay, so like. I watched half of it and then I watched the other half of it, which I should have watched the whole way through. But I was like, I'm tired and I don't want to fall asleep watching this. So,
well, you left somewhere.
Where did I go?
We went somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I had to go. I had something to go
to. To work, probably.
Something. But I was like genuinely like, oh, this is creepy and I don't want to watch it. And so like I turned on the lights because I was like, it's at night. I didn't want to be like, But it wasn't like, sorry, did I scare you? I was just saying how it wasn't scary and I scared Crystal.
For it being an older movie, you can't see, like sometimes when older movies are scary, you see like through the cracks and like, okay, I know what they're doing. Yeah, I know how that's supposed to be scary. But no, you really don't see that here. Mm-hmm. It's very smartly, is that the right word?
Intelligently
put together, and the scares are very well thought out.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of the things have been off screen, mm-hmm. which makes, you know, the unknown and the...
That's even scarier.
Right. Yeah, because, like, everything's happening outside the door, outside the banging, or, like, up the stairs with the lady, and, like, you don't know. My brain is just making shit up, and that's scarier than what's happening
exactly.
on the TV.
Exactly, that's the key right there.
And the only time that I did, like, yell was the trapdoor thing on the stairs, because I was genuinely, like, not ready for
okay,
that.
Okay, so... That's in the trapdoor, I mean, in the staircase, right? That's in the library, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't read enough books for a library like that, but I still want one. I think it's beautiful.
Like a Belle Beauty and the Beast library?
Again,
been my dream since I'm a little girl.
I don't read enough books for that. I really don't. I barely read magazines, but I want that library because it's gorgeous.
I wish I had the time in the library to, like, be able to go
through. Well, if you were that rich, you probably would have the time, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would sit around doing nothing. Just reading.
So Theodora. Getting manicures. Mm-hmm. Theodora is not a name that I like, but I do like Theo as a nickname. Kind of like Josephina, I hate, but Joey as a nickname is super cute.
So cute.
And I read that like Theodora is considered like the first lesbian character or something like that.
Bitch, I was right then. Oh my god,
I didn't want to say anything. I was waiting
completely from.
I was like,
Theo,
that's very interesting.
And like, you do the way that they were. The way that they were interacting together, I was like, no.
Were sirens going off?
I was like getting the warning signs.
The
I was
studio
like,
told them they were not allowed to touch in the movie. Yeah. But instead, they were like, let's touch all the time.
Because they were like holding each other when like the banging was happening at the door. And I was like,
first of
bitch,
all,
I see you.
Okay,
I see what you're doing.
If you were hearing all that banging, you'd be holding on to people too.
Oh, hell yeah. I absolutely would. But it was before even any of the scary shit happened. Like, they were sharing a room and they were talking about their lives and they were like really like clicking. And I was like, is that chemistry? I see?
Like friends?
What is that?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No.
Because it's something scary. I'd hold on to you too. Wow. Okay, fine.
I don't think you would, but okay.
If I'm scared enough, I'm going to hold on to anybody who's around me. Are you kidding me? Protect me is what
Even
I'm
if
saying.
It's the ghost?
So if we want to feel affection from Crystal, we just got to scare her.
Okay, got it.
No, that's not what I meant.
Taking notes for later.
I hate everybody. I don't know if I liked her voiceover. I couldn't decide.
I wasn't into it. I was like back and I was forth. Very confused by the voiceover because I was like, so is this her... like talking to the ghost or talking to herself or the ghost
like
talking
a diary
to her
entry and it really
or
like
I think it's
what is it
for me it felt a little more natural because she spent so much time alone taking care of her sick mother, like that's all she's had to do is just imagine and think and be in her head all the time.
And
I feel
of
like
course,
narratively
like,
would have made more sense if she was like writing it down or something.
Yeah, or, if she was writing it down and we were like hearing it.
Yeah,
or,
it just felt like, very like a
just it felt
place.
Just like it didn't fit quite as well as
anyway.
It should have because like it does make sense for her to do that because obviously she's like you said she's been alone this whole time. She's had to deal with all this extra stuff from mm-hmm. her life. Also like how sad like her life before this.
Yeah,
so sad. Like
and at the end, something like this to make her feel excited and wanted, like
Oh, that breaks my heart. I know. Like, damn. Ew, dang. Sandra, that, I see you.
That scene where they're, the door's like pressing. That's not a right word.
The door's like being pushed.
Pushed. Okay. I went to a hell house.
Oh, God.
Not this one. A hell house in like high school. And that made me think of that place because you go in the beginning, you walk into the house and it's a very narrow hallway. And the walls just look regular walls. And then when you start to walk, it's like fabric on the wall. And
there's like hands coming.
Yeah, and they're coming at you. And I immediately thought of that. And I was like, oh my God. but that one, you can really like see their hands in the hell house. That was scary. And then they were like, they were touching you. I was like, this is inappropriate.
That is. In more ways than one.
But anyways, yes. Yeah. That's what made me think
that
of.
I was like just really like sad for her the whole time that like. The one thing that she's like, she wants to live for this shit. And she thinks like the only people I can connect with are either here or like ghosts. Like the ghost, it needs me. It's calling me. Like we're connected. I'm like, oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry. Like, that's who.
So the house that they used for this, the exterior shots, is called Eddington Park. And it's in England. And it is now a hotel.
Hell no.
It looks really beautiful. Fuck like, it's no. not like a, ooh, it's haunted. It's like a, because the house itself wasn't haunted.
No fucking thank you.
But I want to go.
You will have fun on that on your own.
I liked the way when she's walking. What's her name again? The blonde girl?
Eleanor.
She's walking up the stairs and the way it's shot. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that.
Yes.
It was really good.
I thought the stairs moving was really interesting. I was like, she's like being possessed, so it's going this way, but like
it also like made me think of like cheesy like a play I'd see, like, oh, it's the thing's moving. Ooh, like it felt very
gimmicky.
But I think whenever he's going up there, I really, dude, this can't hold both of you. What are you doing?
That was so dumb.
I know.
He'd be what stupid. Is happening? Just let her go.
Or be ready to catch her at least or something.
Yeah, because if that whole thing falls, like there's she'll no fall way off
like
of it,
he's a guy, so he's naturally bigger than her.
Why and do you he's think, like a tall dude. Like he's a big dude.
Why do you think it's gonna hold both of you if it's already like almost falling? And then I saw the trap door, I was like, why didn't they use that door? And I was like, oh, that's why.
Yeah, I was like, wait, they're already up there. Isn't there like another way down? But I was like, okay, I guess not. I couldn't see how it is. It just looks like it looks like there's like a hallway to where the ledge that she's at.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a hallway back there. But
don't know.
I guess we didn't want to take the safe way out.
Because it's white people.
So,
Joy. It's Joffrey, that's why.
It's Joffrey.
Our camera person who knows the stuff about
our camera
that.
Person?
Yeah. Our camera person.
Oh my God. Okay.
The letter R.
R.
R, like pirate.
Our camera person.
Is that your pirate?
I don't know what it is.
That was something. What do you know about infrared film or infrared?
What?
Because it's what they used for the shots on the outside to like make it stand, make the house stand out against the sky. They used infrared.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense.
Okay.
No, it would just give it more when you're on like for film when you want to add more contrast or less contrast, you will put a lens over it, and it's different shades or different variations of red. So the red, either by adding more red or less red, whether the saturation or whatever, it'll make it more contrast or less contrast. So that's what would make, it's going to make your whites like really bright white and like blow them out.
Yeah.
And then the dark colors, it's going to put them more shadows and more like darkness,
which is what you want for a horror film.
Yeah, that makes sense, because like those shots of it, I was like, that doesn't even, it doesn't look natural because it doesn't really match to everything else. But it looks right for the spooky house we're going to.
And that's been filmed with Joy.
And I that's just, and I didn't thank know you if there that's was, what my degree is for.
I didn't know if there was something more to it, so I just wanted to ask.
Yes. I was like put on the spot, like I have to use knowledge now. Wow.
My brain, it has to work. What does
I know that was
mean?
Really hard for you. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. I want the leopard print coat with the fur trim. Who was wearing a leopard print
probably
coat?
Probably
Theodora.
Oh my God. I love her. Everything she was wearing, it was so fashion. It was so mod. I was like, ooh, she even got that little eyeliner on. She should tell Eleanor how to do her makeup.
You would love Theo in the Netflix adaptation.
Who is she played by in the Netflix adaptation? Apologies, guys. I have been very sick for a week.
Surprisingly, this podcast is not recorded late at night.
No, this is the one of the ones we're doing like
while the sun is out. It's daytime and it's still beautiful. Can't get it together.
I don't know who she is.
I'm not drinking this time.
I'm not sure who she is, but I know she's the wife of the guy who made it.
Okay.
She's also in that movie Hush.
Goo Goo.
Bhatra.
That her husband made. Anyway, she's really great. Yeah. Melina and I talked about her, and Melina was super into Theo.
Oh yeah, she loved the series.
Yeah.
Who else watched it and liked it?
Your mom.
Fuck you.
I want to go back and watch it because I was watching it while I was getting ready for our Halloween party. So I was doing a lot of other things. So I'd like to sit down and like give it a little bit more attention. But in 2010, The Guardian ranked this movie as the 13th best horror film of all time.
What was our first?
Really?
I did not look. Oh, okay. And Stephen King says that the book is one of the finest horror novels of the late 20th century.
She's very pretty, I will tell you that. Also, she's wearing like this nice white suit in her first picture on IMDb. So cool.
What's her name?
Kate Siegel? What else has she been in? A lot of scary movies. Mostly scary movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not watching her. That's fine. She was on an episode of Castle.
So anyways, what did we... So we know this is one of your favorite movies. You give it a 10 out of 10. Roaring reviews.
Clap claps.
Holla holla. What do you think, Joy? What did you think of it? Like, what's your... what's the...
Hold on, I have more notes. Yeah. Okay. So is it just the acting of the time? Or is everyone always that dramatic? I was like, I could totally be in a horror film at this time. I was
probably
like,
acting of the time,
oh my god, the house is moving! Like, wow, wow.
Yeah, I think they were going for a more over the top melodramatic
idea.
But my favorite thing is whenever someone would start yelling, the other person would turn their head. Like when Nell would get all riled up, Theo would just turn her head. Or when Nell's sister was yelling at her, she would turn her head the other way. I'm not looking at you. Happened like five times throughout the movie. And I'm like,
I bid you adieu. That's what it made me think of.
I put my thumb at you, sir.
But I really want a gift of her when she first gets into the house and she's walking up the stairs and she sees herself in the mirror. And I'm like, I need that. She scares herself in the mirror. I was like, that's me.
Same.
I come around the corner, I see a mirror, and I jump. Oh, there's someone there.
Shut up. Does she have ESPN? She has ESPN or something?
And there's like a 90% chance it's already raining.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was funny. I was like, yeah. I don't like scary movies. I don't like horror movies.
What do you think of this one, though?
I think this one's fine. I think it was...
Would you recommend it to someone who likes scary movies?
Sure, if you want to know your history of scary movies. I think it's... not so much scary as it is like, ooh, like, I was going to say something real stupid. Never mind.
Say it.
It's like brain scary.
No, I get it.
It's not like a jump scare. It's like a suspense.
It's a smart person scary.
It's a suspense. It's not a like a horror film. It's just a suspenseful film.
It's not gory. It's not grotesque.
No, like nobody, well, I mean, yeah, somebody dies, but... Oh, sorry, spoilers.
Well, I mean, okay, it's spoilers. If you listen to this, you...
This movie came out in 1963.
Although, like, just... For future reference, just know that, like, every movie you talk about is going to be spoilers, so just get over that. Okay?
Thanks,
bye.
It was fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch it again, if that's what you're asking. No.
Okay. Oh, darn, we had a viewing planned right now. A screening.
Yeah, I just saw it, so I'm going to...
Not too bad.
All right, I'm gonna go back now.
That's what we need to do to motivate her. Just keep putting on horror movies out here.
Yeah, exactly. I would never come out. I would only pack.
Okay.
But then Crystal wouldn't. Oh, you need to pack too. Okay, Anna, have a horror movie marathon out here.
Okay.
While we pack, and that's how we're gonna get this done.
Okay.
I mean, I'll be in my room, but I'm not gonna pack. I mean, I'll probably start packing and then I'll get distracted and then, you know, it's sleep time, so whatever.
Just turn it up really loud so we can hear the screaming. How about you? What do you think?
It was fine. Again, I think if you are someone who is interested in horror movies and you would like to know, kind of like doing your homework and knowing where everything you watch comes from, it would be a good watch. Like, I generally wasn't scared. Right. Maybe because I've always been someone who watches behind the scenes stuff. So I like how movies are made and this, that, and the other. So like things like that don't particularly scare me because I know. I mean, there was that jump scare at the end, but I was like, oh, there she is. But I wasn't like scared, if that makes any sense. I was more aware.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I was more sad than anything for her. I was just
It's just like a really sad story of this lady. And also like, honestly, it just left me with a lot of questions. First of all, how did he find these people to come and stay in the house? How did he get in contact with them? Is there like a mailing list of like, I like scary places. You should pay for me to be there. I want to go on a vacation that's going to kill me. I don't know.
That's a good question. Yeah, because other than the guy who's going to inherit the place, the two other women, two ladies come from?
Well, he said he had a whole list of people.
And there were only two that showed up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Everyone else was too
scared. I guess I missed that part because I wasn't paying attention.
Everyone was too scared. He said he had a list of people that he... and there's people in the book. They cut out a lot of people for time and story-wise.
Oh, it's a book?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
I said based on a novel. The very beginning of this.
Based on a novel by Bush.
Sapphire.
By Sapphire.
Bush based on a
novel. Not be laughing about it. This is the saddest movie I've ever seen.
I can't bring myself to see upset. It. I've never seen it.
Don't watch it.
And I don't want to.
It's too hard.
I saw enough clips during Oscar season and I was like bawling every time. So no, I can't do it.
Okay. I didn't know it was a book. Okay, cool.
And I appreciate a character-driven story and I appreciate scares that aren't so obvious.
Yeah, because it was more than anything. It was more like a character story rather than scary story.
I would have preferred more character.
Right.
Yeah. And I think it's just a product of the time.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
And I love a good house story. Like, I love this movie. I like Rose Red, which is a Stephen King book turned into a TV movie. Oh God, I had another one ready. There's another
House the movie. TV show?
Yes. That's a great scary movie.
That's a great movie.
No, I like the idea of like a house being a character.
Mm-hmm. Monster House, that kid movie. Did you watch that?
That was cute.
Favorite, actually. I don't think I've seen it.
It was cute.
I've never seen it either.
I would recommend this to people who have seen the Hill House series on Netflix. Because, you know.
It's or if just you've like, seen the Awful 99 remake.
Because, like, what can I compare it to? I don't know. Like, movies that are being remade now, if I like them now, I'd be interested in watching the original.
It's interesting, too, to see something like this and see where, like, if I'm an executive or producer and say, oh, there's a lot of great stuff there. Let's build on that. Like, I can totally see why remakes are made because they make this movie in 1963 with a great foundation and a great, you know, interesting. Like I said, I would prefer more characters. So that's what they bring it to. So I think it's cool to see where it comes from.
You know,
to see how it's made.
Yeah, and so like whenever they're like remaking stuff or revamping stuff, this is one of those that I'm like, okay, I'll justify it because it was just a one movie and they're making it into a show now so they can develop a lot more from that. So that's valid.
And I'm interested. I think they're going to bring it back for a second season, if I heard correctly, but it's not going to be about the Crane family. It's going to be something different. So I'm interested in how that's going to...
A different house
work
for someone else living in that house.
I don't want to give anything away.
Okay.
I don't know. So
I mean, we're not gonna watch it. You can tell us.
Well, I know, but the viewers, we don't have viewers. The listeners might watch it. Listeners, what do you think season two would be about? What ideas do you have?
Since it's not going to be the same family that had lived there.
That's what I said.
I thought you said the next family.
No,
the previous.
A different
family. I'm sorry, I did not hear previous. No, it's okay. Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah, if I were into that stuff, I would be interested in watching that. Like, that sounds interesting to me, but I'm gonna be watching it with all the lights on, and I'm gonna be like ready to like close my eyes and like fast forward to certain parts because that is not my shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of ghosts in that one.
Yeah, I'm a baby.
That you're watching a scene, and you're like, oh, there's a ghost back there. That's very cool. Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for that to happen in this because I knew it wasn't going to be like a conventional sort of scary thing.
Right.
But I was expecting maybe just like a shadow in the background or like
yeah
a little something more.
As a little girl, when I watched this, the idea of the nursery being like the scary room, like, scared the shit out of me. So I built the, it was a long time between that first viewing and then when I found it years later. I kept in my head, I'd built up that room being so much bigger of a part of the story and so much scarier. So I was terrified of it. Like the second time I watched it, I was like, oh my God, the nursery is going to be so scary. And then I was like, oh, I mean, it's fine, but okay.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is The Haunting.
Yeah.
This is The Haunting.
Clap, clap. Well done.
Yeah. That was my check clap, it clap. If you like it. Let us know.
Yeah.
What's another old horror movie that I can watch?
Yeah. Give so Anna all the recommendations.
Please, please.
Recommendations of old scary movies.
If you know,
movies.
Anna is very much about horror movies.
Yeah. She's a horror movie buff.
She would love suggestions.
Also, like, not if you want to be like, but if you want to, yeah, like, be friends with Anna and go to, like, a horror movie together so they can, you
because
can watch
me and Joy
it.
Will not go with her.
We will not go with her. No. Or if you want to just, like, marathon movies with Anna, like,
you're
do
like
that too.
You're, like, pimping me out and it's making me a little uncomfortable.
You said you wanted friends to watch these movies with you. So
I know.
You have friends.
I'm
you
not going to do
friends.
It. Mm-hmm. Crystal's not going to do it.
Psych.
I'll sit there and look at my popcorn. But then, like, tell them, can I, hey, can you
get
turn
some
up the lights
headphones
a little bit? Yeah, I'm just going to put my earplugs in. Yeah. That's going to be
which
really
which will kill you because it's in a theater.
Yeah.
Because that's my look.
So anyways, yeah, let us know what you think and yeah.
We'll see you around.
That was so weird.
Bye.
We're gonna sign off, guys. Bye.